USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is refusing to cut the size of the next stimulus check. He says people were promised $1,400 and that's what they'll get.
The American Rescue Plan is going to keep the commitment of $2,000. $600 has already gone out. $1,400 checks to people who need it. This is money directly in people's pockets. They need it.
The city of New Orleans is announcing their plans for Mardi Gras, which is less than 2 weeks away. Mayor LaToya Cantrell says they're taking drastic steps to make sure the annual party is not a COVID super spreader event like it was last year.
So starting next Friday through Mardi Gras Day, all bars in the city of New Orleans will be closed, both indoor and outdoor, citywide.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A country is making strong accusations against the United States. With the details, here's USA Radio News' Lance Pry from the West Coast News Bureau.
Turkey's interior minister has accused the United States of being behind a 2016 failed coup that Ankara has blamed on U.S.-based Muslim preacher and businessman. In a prompt response to the comments on Thursday, the U.S. State Department said the accusations were wholly false. More than 250 people were killed in an attempted overthrow of President Recep Erdogan and his government.
Private memorial services are being held this weekend at Hard Rock Stadium in Florida for two FBI agents gunned down during a standoff. Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz said they paid the ultimate price to keep our community safe.
This was sadly the FBI's deadliest day since the tragic events on 9/11. It has also been more than 30 years since two agents were gunned down together in the line of duty.
Investigators are still trying to figure out what went wrong. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The House voted to remove Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene from her committee assignments, delivering a severe message to the Georgia Republican hours after she said she regretted her past embrace of conspiracy theories. The move will diminish Greene's ability to shape legislation and work with other lawmakers, sidelining her just weeks into her first term in office. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan believes Democrats are setting a bad precedent here.
I don't think Ms. Greene should lose her committee assignments. I mean, that's never happened where the other party decides what our party or we decide what their party can have on committee assignments. You have Democrat members of Congress who said last summer who said we need more unrest in the streets, Shannon, while there was unrest in the streets. Now, if that's not incitement, I don't know what is. We didn't say that that individual should be kicked off of their committees.
Six more companies are being authorized to ramp up at-home coronavirus test production. The COVID-19 response team supply coordinator Tim Manning says the lack of testing has been an ongoing issue.
The country's well behind where we need to be in testing, particularly the rapid at-home tests that will allow us all to get back to normal activities like work and school.
Manning says the order will mean more than 60 million tests will be in American homes by the end of the summer. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.